There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Rockford this Saturday as part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls begin their six-game road trip tonight at Golden State. Now, the Warriors have won five in a row. They're 21-1 at home. Tough matchup for the Bulls, especially without Jimmy Butler, who missed today's shoot-around with an illness. He's questionable for the game. Mike Dunleavy also is questionable with that right ankle issue. Dunleavy has not played for the team since January 1st. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate at L.A. tomorrow night. Clint Hurt will remain with the Bears as their new outside linebackers coach. Hurt spent 2014 with the team as the assistant defensive line coach. And apparently there's a new dress code this year at the Super Bowl. Right there, Tom Brady?
Well, we just got down here yesterday, so we're trying to obviously get settled here in our hotel and get settled. This is a big day. Obviously, there's a lot going on here. But we'll lock in on practices that start tomorrow. We've got three very important practices in our preparation. And then we got to go kind of wrap a bow tie around it.
They're going to go wrap a bow tie around it when they're all done with their practices. I think it's black tie only.
Around what?
Wrap a bow tie around it.
They're going to wrap a bow tie around it.
No. Not going to wrap a bow tie around it.
They're not going to put a bow on it.
I bet he's done that. I bet that bow tie's been in place there.
If she asks for it, you give it to her.
Wrap a bow tie around it.
Yep. And here you go.
Yeah, I suggest putting a bow on it. It's probably
better. No. They're going to wrap a bow tie around it.
Give it the correct look.
That's how you deflate the air.
Wrap a bow tie around it.
New England plays the Seahawks of Seattle in this here said big game, and you can hear it right here on this here station, The Score. Martin Brodeur will retire. That's from hockey and move into a front office position with the St. Louis Blues, and we wish him all the luck in the world. This scoreboard update is brought to you by
we
Sports
don't.
Hockey.
Really don't.
Oh, we don't?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I will scratch that from
scratch that.
Copy for the bottom of the hour.
He's never spoken to us. He's never had the joy of Bors and Bernstein in his life, has he?
Well, maybe get him up here. We can wrap a bow tie around him. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. I didn't know that Tom Brady sounds so much like Tom Tebow. Good grief.
Wrap a bow tie around it.
He's like all dumb. I didn't realize
he's
that.
All dumb.
You're all dumb.
He is.
How come you all dumb?
So, like, we just got into town yesterday, and then, like, we're going to get here and, like, we're practices, and then after the practices, we're going to hang out a little bit, and, you know, we got to get to our hotel first, and I'm going to unpack my suitcase, I'm going to unpack my blue one first, and then I'm going to unpack my red one, and then after my red one's unpacked, I'm going to unpack my silver one, and then I'm going to put some pants on, and we're going to go out, and we're going to have some fun, and then wrap a bow tie around it.
Pretty good.
Hub's going to do that for him.
He's going to wrap it around Hub. Hello.
Why not?
Hello, Tom Brady.
Hello.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery.
Hello.
And the road to the big game is brought to you by Caesars, the Link Hotel and Casino. It's a new year, new Vegas.
Hello.
I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hello.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Bors and Bernstein.
Bors and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on The Score.
Who is the new one? Who's the Viagra woman lying on the bed now?
Curling up in bed with a favorite book is nice, but I think women would rather curl up with their favorite man.
Oh,
yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? She's just yummy. I'd love to know that.
Is she still that age?
A little on the younger side.
A little younger. Well,
on the younger. She's probably 40.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
That's like the best of the best.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
It's Viagra?
Yeah, she's got a blue dress on.
Half the dresses you got, you need two hairdos to wear.
Her name is Kelly King. How'd you get that? How'd you find that, Tanny?
That was the creep to the left of me, Joe Dredge.
He's got to be a creep.
Joe's a great guy. I'm just kidding around with everybody.
Ooh, she's on Twitter, too. Now we can stalk her.
Great. Now she's going to have all these mentions from Boers and Bernstein listeners.
Yeah, crazy.
Actress, producer, designer, abolitionist, ambassador to fashion hope. What does that mean? At Kelly King King.
612 followers. For the love of God, it's not worth it.
She's already blocked Gas Money Bob, Ramblin' Grimace, and Maddox.
No, she has.
Hello, boys.
I just want her somehow to be following West Side Mike.
I'll bet you she'll have more than 1,000 by tomorrow. Check that out.
Viagra helps guys with ED get and keep.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hello.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
305 Chicago Sports Radio. You're doing your mic on dope. 305 Chicago Sports Radio 670. Score. Boers and Bernstein. We promised we would talk a little baseball.
Right, so we'll talk a little baseball with a little baseball man.
Wait a minute, there's a shot already.
Every once in a while, it might as well. What the hell? It's so fun if you don't. Paul Sullivan. What?
It's usually Terry with the cheap shot off the bat.
Yeah, that's true. I beat him to it.
The jockey reference.
I'd never said that.
But see, I like what's going on now because it's outside the box stuff. Paul Sullivan, instead of just sort of reporting on what's going on, by the way, as he joins us on the Home Run and Pizza Hotline, try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza, that it's some ideas, some creativity, some coming up with some things. Now, was this just off the top of your head, some of these ways to perhaps honor Ernie Banks, or is this informed information of real possibilities?
No, this was just a preemptive strike, knowing that the Cubs would probably, you know, mess it up somehow, like they did with the 100th anniversary celebration that went on too long. It was just too complicated. I think they should simplify this, you know, just a few things that I thought might be a nice tribute and not too intrusive, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to wear people out and make it so big that, you know, it overshadows what they're doing on the field, which is what they tried to do with the 100-year thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you do have to pay tribute to them, and it seems to me like whenever something like this happens, a big, you know, player, famous player dies, they have a patch and they have a day, and then that's it. But I think they can come up with a few ways to honor Ernie throughout the year.
All right, let's go over your list. Paul Sullivan, let's go over some of your ideas. I have no idea what the Cubs are going to do, and you're right, they'll probably do something way too complicated. But some of your ideas. What's your favorite? What you wrote today in Trib, what's your favorite idea?
I would say the Sundays with the uniforms would be nice, old, you know, Cub uniforms from when Ernie played. The Sox do something like this with their old uniforms, throwback days. I like the Ernie L car because just I like saying Ernie L car. You'd have a train, a CTA train going back and forth, the red line to Wrigley Field, you know, decorated maybe with Ernie's number or something like that on it, like kind of like the holiday train they have every year. Stuff like that, 69 Cubs reunion. And the no-brainer would be the, you know, Ernie doubleheader, which I really do think that they're probably going to do something like that if they can. Although it's going to be a scheduling nightmare to do that.
Yeah, MLB does not want you playing doubleheaders, correct? They're not interested.
Yeah, it's just teams today with pitching and all that, they don't want to wear out their bullpens. Guys are too tired. And, you know, let's face it, when Ernie said let's play two, he was talking about a five-hour day. Now, let's play two is, you know, between games of a doubleheader, you got another 45 minutes and couple 3.5-hour games, so you're there all day. So it is a little different, but I think for Ernie, a team like the White Sox or the Cardinals would be willing to, you know, put up with it for one day to honor Ernie.
You brought it up, the idea of things that can kind of go on too long or start to cloy after a while. How conscious do you think this particular Cubs regime is? Because they've made it very clear about, while paying lip service to all the nostalgia and everything else, that they're not really about that. That it just so happens that fortune has them at a point where this is the compete year. This is the beginning of the fruition phase of all the pain. And yet still it's going to be consumed by nostalgia once again.
Well, I think having the new Jumbotron and all that, I mean, this year is just going to be a unique year just for that, because they've never had one there. And to me, one of the bigger stories is, how are they going to use that Jumbotron? Are they going to use it for, you know, good, or are they going to use it for just...
Or evil!
Money? Or evil, you know, just a million Luna commercials, you know. I don't want to see that all over, you know, every 5 seconds on the scoreboard. And it is good. I talked to Jed at the... general managers meetings, Jed Hoyer, and he said that he and Theo would have, sounds like, some veto power on the Jumbotron to make it, you know, more baseball oriented, less commercial. So that's a good idea. But I think, you know, just overall, there's always going to be a nostalgia factor at Wrigley Field. I just think last year they just jumped the shark with all the, you know, putting the signs of the happy birthday all over the park all year. And, you know, it should have just ended it at the actual 100th year celebration was nice, but then they just dragged it out too long.
You think they know that, Paul? Are they aware that that was too much?
No, they don't know that. I think
but you could tell them, you know, a giant in the business.
Well, the reaction that I got from my, when I wrote it in April, mm-hmm. that, it, you know, like, okay, it was nice, take the signs down now and let's get on with the season. And the sign stayed up all year. Even after the year, it wasn't until the construction started that they started taking some of that stuff down. So no, they're pretty clueless as far as that goes.
It's so funny because they micromanage everything. I mean, when you just talk about the scoreboard, they're even doing that. I mean, yeah. Theo and Jed, they're not going to miss anything here with it. And it seems like this Ernie stuff would also be something in their wheelhouse. But again, I agree with Dan. I don't want to be beaten over the head with it every day for the next year. I mean, I want something sort of what you're writing about, that you know, whether it's an L car or something like whatever, but not something that's a constant hit you over the head every time you see it.
Exactly. I mean, I'd love to see some Ernie, you know, videos on the scoreboard, you know, something like the Channel 9's got that commercial that they're running with Ernie talking about being young. I think that's very nice, tasteful, you know, a short thing every game, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, but not like, and here's our Ernie Banks inning, and, you know, sponsored by Luna, you know, I just don't want it to become,
right.
And I hate to pick on Luna, but I mean, you do hear that jingle about 50 times a game now, so.
Have you told Jed that irritates you?
I think Jed knows what irritates me. And Theo definitely knows what irritates me. And that's the thing is, I mean, these guys aren't even from Chicago, but they know that the business department can go a little bit overboard with some of the things. And they do want to make money, and I understand that the Jumbotron is, you do want to cash in on it, but, you know, to an extent.
I agree.
Well, and I know what irritates those two guys too.
Yeah.
And it's
we got to see if Paul passes the test.
I was going to say, what irritates Theo and Jed, it isn't so much this stuff. It's the people who willfully don't quite understand what the Cubs are doing or why they're doing it.
I don't think you're
in that group.
Paul is not on that side. I do not believe. I read Paul. I do not think he's on that side of, like, what are you doing? And when are you doing it? I don't think you're on that side.
I mean, when you see the story that came out last week about the rooftop owners, and I'm not a fan of the rooftop owners, but when they're describing the phone calls from Crane saying, we control this city, I mean, come on.
Well, but that's it is Crane's job to be that guy, though. Because as I understand, that's why they kept him around, was because they need, you know,
they need that guy.
They need their the bad cop.
Yes,
they do.
Yes, yeah. They need their Snidely whiplash, and he's more than happy to do that.
He's definitely Snidely.
Are you a believer in this year's team being as competitive, at least as the metrics suggest they should be?
I haven't seen the metrics. What are they picking them for?
Well, I was looking at one of the projections. I know Fangraphs had them at 84 wins, and I think that was before some more of the tinkering that has gone on. I can check it, but that was there's a belief
that they're up the ante clearly.
Yeah, that they're right in there.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah,
they have.
I think they could win 85, maybe up to 90, depending on you know how things go with Chris Bryant. I do like the idea, not that Dexter Fowler is that great of a player,
it's pretty good.
The fact that he's there and they're not just turning over the position to Alcantara because, you know, he's a nice-looking kid and everything, but I didn't really like some of his routes he was running in center field. And to his credit, it's not his fault. He's just learning the position. But when you turn over center field to a kid that really doesn't have a whole lot of experience there, I think that would have been pretty risky. So it looks like at least center field is pretty solidified, and you've got a decent platoon in left with DeNorfia and Chris Coughlin. And I think we're really going to see a big year out of Jorge Soler in right. So I think the outfield is much better than it was probably than a month ago even.
I mean, I don't know if we're all jumping the shark here. We're all kind of looking at this and going, wait a minute, this is too early. But clearly, Paul, at least, well, thank God, I've always put you on the side of the list. You understand what they're doing. Because some people just don't really get it and continue to write it. And that does make Theo mad. But I look at this and I say, well, maybe we're all a year ahead of time, but we're just sort of been waiting for something. And now it's here. We see it. We know what it is. And you're right about Chris Bryant. I have no idea what happens. I have no idea. I hope he's good, but I don't expect to see him right away either. I don't think.
I think he'll be good, but I just wonder about, you know, the smart move would be to leave him down there because his agent is Boris and you want to get the most out of him. You don't want to start the clock before you have to. But, you know, if you are going for it, like they all say, and Rizzo making that comment and everything, then, you know, bring him up and let him start the season here. So it's going to be an interesting decision. I kind of think they'll leave him down there, but you know, who knows?
But they're deep enough and good enough, and there's a lot of spots there that you look at and say, well, maybe this is, well, yeah, I agree. But no, I don't know that any baseball team is perfect anymore. And you saw the Royals come with it one game of winning at all. That was certainly a flawed team, unless I'm missing something.
No, that's kind of what makes me think that they do have a shot because, you know, watching the Royals all through the playoffs as I did last year and looking at that lineup and going, you know, how are they doing this? And they just played smart baseball, and that was probably one of the best defensive outfields I've ever seen, I think, watching those guys, especially Lorenzo Cain out there. So, you know, if the Cubs tighten up their defense, definitely Lester and Arrieta are probably as good a 1-2 as, you know, in the division, if not in the league. So I wouldn't say by any stretch they're the favorites or that they should win the division, but they certainly should contend.
Yeah, but you're talking about the defense, and now Rob Manfred says he doesn't want extreme defensive shifting because apparently Rob Manfred is trying to lose everybody right out of the gate.
That was amazing that he said that. I don't even see how you can do that. You can't tell people where they play. You could play nine guys in right field. Well, you'd have to have a pitcher to catch her, but you could put seven guys in right field if you wanted. I mean, it's just, that was very bizarre that he started out his reign in such a...
I think he knows it. I guess the big question is, does he know it? I think he does.
You think so?
Why
would he say that?
I don't know, because the other thing too, Paul, it's not even the problem. I mean, if you're looking for more offense, if you look at batting average of balls in play, defensive shifting isn't making that any noticeable statistical difference in turning batted balls into outs.
Yeah, and we don't need more offense either. You know, good pitching matchup is fine with me.
I agree.
As long as the game isn't, you know, guys just, you know, standing outside the batter's box but adjusting their gloves, 20 times of an at-bat. That bothers me, but... I'd like to, you know, some of those Arrieta games last year where he took a no-hitter into the sixth, seventh inning, those were as exciting as any games I saw all year.
I guess as we'll let you go, you know, you look at this whole thing and you say, we might be early, but I think that at least we know for sure on both sides of town this year. And the White Sox, their metrics changed a little bit, but not drastically, right? I don't think they changed drastically, the White Sox, a little bit.
The bullpen certainly should change drastically with Robertson there, I would hope. And Zach Duke, if he's as good as he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the White Sox, and that was the whole problem to me last year, was you couldn't save a game for your life. The hitting wasn't bad, especially when Adam Eaton wasn't injured. I think you got to keep him healthy. That's going to be one of their, you know, main tasks, because he runs into walls like a maniac, and you know, kind of like Aaron Rowan, and you need that guy in the lineup, at the top of the lineup. You need him healthy. So I like Adam LaRoche. I think he's going to hit, you know, 25, 30 homers. So I think they improved a lot, too. This is the first time in years that I really looked forward to both teams going into spring training. I think it's really going to be an interesting year for both of them.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Will you tell the Sun-Times that if you get a chance?
Why? They don't like the Cubs or Sox? What?
No, they're just not quite sure what the Cubs are doing.
They're not quite sure what the Cubs are doing.
Oh, really? Didn't know that.
I'll have to start reading. That's a lie. See, now that's not true. That's not true. You know that. You are the baseball man.
How long do we go back?
Way back.
Covering the Illini, you got me kicked off the Illini beat.
Oh, tell that story. How did he get you kicked off the Illini beat?
Do you remember that story?
Tom? I do not. Did I do that? No.
My boss was my editor was the father of one of the players on Northwestern, who was playing at Illinois, who I was covering with Terry at the time, and his kid didn't have a great game, and Terry, walking back, Bill Foster, the Northwestern coach, was ripping his guard play, including the player, and Terry said, well, I know one quote that's not going to make it in the Tribune, and sure enough, you know, basically daring me to put it in, and I did, and that was the end of my Illini career.
Oh, I don't think that happened, Paul.
True
I think,
story. True
yeah,
story.
Well, I would.
Well, look at the clips, Terry. You can Google it these days.
That's great stuff.
Paul, we love you, my friend. Thank you.
All right, guys.
We'll check
I can't
Thanks.
Believe I've never heard that story. Well, there's one goes up, make it to the Tribune. You dared him to do it, and got fired.
Hello there.
You're a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Cold. Completely. Over and over.
Morrison Bernstein, you have the score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Manilly Show, featuring 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manilly, 9-1 on the score.
Why would you pretend that you were a big-time Bears ball boy?
Well, he's calling himself an expert. How is he an expert with 3 weeks of work and training camp?
People will just pretend to be anything.
The Spiegel and Manilly Show, middays 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome, live in Phoenix, Arizona, with a CBS Sports Minute. Look, I always say it. If somebody wrongly accused me of something and called into question my integrity, I'd be screaming from the rooftops that I did not do it. And that's exactly what the Hoodie and Bob Kraft are doing right now. It tells me one of two things. Either they didn't do anything wrong, or they think the league will not be able to prove that they did, so now they're firing back. Look, just because an investigator cannot prove they did it doesn't mean they didn't do it. It means they can't prove it. I'm really not sure which one it is. I just know that I'm still waiting for an explanation as to how that many footballs lost that much air. Nobody has answered that question still yet. Kraft sounded like his feelings were hurt even worse than Brady's. Look, Bob, when you have the history that your team does, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Not after Spygate. You are not the victims here. It looks like you made that bed, so go ahead and lie down in it. I'm Jim Rome.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics in the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Just
13.
Friday, come out to Bottoms Up at 1696 Thornton Lansing Road in Lansing for Miller Lite and the Scores Super Doubleheader Live Broadcast. Join the Scores Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. Then it's Zach Zaidman and Doug Maffone live and in person filling in for Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original light can, it's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We'll be doing the second half in a moment here on Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Some fun stuff. And our girl is well over 1,000. See? See?
Yes, we got at Kelly King King at well Kelly over 1,100 King, right King. Now. Unfortunately, she has to deal with a lot of creepy Boers and Bernstein listeners.
Yeah, I think that that is a factor. That's a factor. I think there's some of that going on. And some very nice people and that we've met over low these many years. We'll get a chance Friday in Lansing to maybe meet some more. Maybe Higwish is coming. maybe it'll be our, you know, hey, Higwish is here. but yeah, I don't think it's that different for people listening to sports talk in general or talk. You know what I mean? I think right. It's pretty much.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to have him at your house.
Well,
unless you're going to execute them, then you can invite. Well, what do you mean? Well,
so when we get to the second half, you know, there have been some of these numbers that have been making the rounds that we talked about the Patriots and fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that stat from sharpfootball.com and everybody's looking at this and Slate retweeted some of this stuff and everybody's digging into it. Well, at the website Regressing, which is sort of a partner site of Deadspin, it's like the statistical wing of Deadspin, they had a couple guys weigh in on this, and Greg Matthews and Michael Lopez, and they believe that those articles, and yeah, it was Wall Street Journal also that has shown this, as they look in the stats, they think that most of those numbers were looked at bluntly and improperly and too broadly. And a lot of this is pretty wonky stuff, but they don't think it's valuable or telling.
Okay.
So they break it down a little bit further, and I hope it translates. You know, actually, we probably don't have time to do it in the second half. Probably do it after.
Okay.
It's definitely worth doing.
Okay.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls begin their six-game road trip tonight, and they start off with the Golden State Warriors, who've won 5 in a row. They're 21-1 at home. Jimmy Butler missed today's shoot-around. He's questionable for the game with an illness. Mike Dunleavy also is questionable with that right ankle issue. Dunleavy has not played since January 1st. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate at L.A. tomorrow night. Clint Hurt will remain with the Bears as their new outside linebackers coach. You didn't know the name Clint Hurt? Well, last year he was with the team as the assistant defensive line coach. And I believe that team owners in all of sports, they should all talk more. And here's Bob Kraft.
I wanted to do it for all the fans of the NFL and the amazing New England Patriot fans. I wanted them to know how I personally felt about everything and how we love this game, how we respect the game.
Respect the game.
And how badly we want to win, and we're getting the whole focus on preparing for the Seahawks. They're a great team, and do whatever we can to win this game.
That's Patriots owner Bob Kraft, respecting the game and then doing whatever it takes to win the game. Those contradict each other, Bob, like videotaping your opponent's practices.
Fart in a rain barrel, that dude.
He's a fart in a rain
That's
barrel.
That's what he is.
That's what he is.
That's what he is, and I'll be happy to see the day when the Patriots no longer matter.
New England plays the Seahawks of Seattle in the big game. You can hear it right here on The Score. Martin Brodeur will retire from the game of hockey. That's National Hockey League ice hockey. He's going to move into a front office position with the St. Louis Blues, hopefully involving in their hockey team. Be smart. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Valentine's week is coming quick, fellas, so trust Ashland Addison Florist to hand deliver your flowers. Trust me, she'll be impressed. Visit www.ashadflorist.com today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Anheuser-Busch.
I'm ready for the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of the show, we talked Bears Lance Briggs extending an olive branch to his old team, kind of saying, yeah, well, I hope you call. I'm here.
Ready.
And just talking about how it's going to be up to Ryan Pace. That I know that the people above Ryan Pace, much like in the case of Brandon Marshall, but not quite to that extent, thought that Lance was a problem last year, thought he was a part of the continued problems that they had with locker room issues, and that they would not want him back. However, they will not stand in the way, regardless of anybody on this roster. If Ryan Pace wants anybody back, he can do it. It is completely up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Paul Sullivan about the Cubs and a little bit also about Deflategate. Just the idea, can this guy... what he was doing with a big bag of balls and deflating them all in 90
and
seconds.
Don't forget, I cost him Illinois basketball.
Or, that's true. You cost Paul Sullivan Illini basketball. And it's possible that the attendant with all the balls was just taking a leak.
What,
or it's possible that he magically was able to deflate
everything.
That's
tough to do. All right, generally I find like my favorite NFL wife on... during the, Hard Knocks, it's like some blonde that looks like the other blonde that looks like the other blonde, the other quarterback has that
kind of thing. Wife.
Not this time. I got one better than all of them.
Is this Brent Grimes' wife?
Miko?
Yep.
Is it Miko Grimes? She went on an especially harsh tirade against the NFL on Twitter on Monday. She accused the league of yanking her husband's Brent paid appearances during the Pro Bowl after he was excused from practice to care for her following emergency oral surgery at Phoenix. She portrayed the league as anti-women and only pretending to care about domestic issues after Ray Rice was caught on video punching his then-fiancé. She accused the league of putting players' health at risk with Thursday night games. She's right, by the way. And not properly following concussion protocols. I don't know, but I'm probably right on that, too. Then she said the league only cares about money. Well, that's true, too. She said she doubts the Dolphins will pay Grimes the remainder of his deal once his contract is non-guaranteed after the 2015 season. Well... now, that's what you call making a first impression. If you're going to ask a wife, and you're going to just ask her an innocuous question.
Ask a wife.
And you know what? She's not wrong.
What's going on with your guy, Tim Backman?
Oh.
He offers a job.
Kind of a giggle.
He's giggling, but
I know he is.
He reached out to Craig Kulikowski, Missouri's defensive line coach, and wanted to bring him in as co-defensive coordinator / defensive line coach. And Craig Kulikowski said, no.
It's a giggle.
He didn't want the job. Well, I can understand that you don't want to go to work for a guy who's going to be fired. And that's probably what everybody at Missouri told him. And when he reached out to ask for advice, he said, well, this sounds like a nice thing. Get a little promotion and move up in the world. And they said, well, you can do that, but you're very likely going to be looking for a job after next year.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I mean, I know the guy's got a good reputation and everything, but why... I mean, first of all, as I recall, my guy, and believe me, we bonded that day. We have like this psychic thing going on. We feel each other even when we're apart. He's not predicting 8 wins for next year. Well, if this guy believed they're going to get 8 wins, he'd be at Illinois. And, you know, here we go. Michael Bennett, he thinks that Rob Gronkowski is the second best tight end in the league because his brother's obviously first. You know, and Martellus Bennett, let me tell you something. We were just talking about this off the air. When Martellus Bennett got to the Bears a couple years ago, he told us, and then we found it to be correct. He told us that in his entire NFL career, he had only dropped one pass. And we looked at each other and we go, what, can that be right? And as it turns out, that was correct. He'd only dropped one pass. And he had a good year. In this last year, I think he set a personal record for a number of catches. But if you recall some of those Bears games where they needed something on third down, and it's like a 6-yard and he's 7 yards away and it was clank. I think that, you know, I think there's 7 or 8 drops, I want to say, for a guy that, you know, I don't think in his first year he had a lot of them, did he? I mean, generally when Martellus Bennett got his hands on the ball, it was in control. That was it. It was over. But this, what happened last year? What was that?
So Tiger Woods, looking old and mortal,
is
coming back, and he got his teeth fixed. And I was thinking about this too. This tournament to which he's coming back is the TPC Scottsdale, the Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Mm-hmm.
Now remind me, confirm, this is the one where the fans are insane, right?
Yes.
This is the one with the hooting and hollering and trash talking. And we always say this is great, that there should be more of this in golf.
It's the hooting nanny.
I'm just wondering, is this the best place for him right now? I mean, I guess if you want to really jump back into it, this isn't like he's at some Buick Open. So, I mean, this is really pretty intense. And either he's going to get into it and smile and acknowledge, maybe it is sort of a baptism by fire, but these crowds are brutal.
Yeah, I didn't think of that when I was thinking of it because what's his name was due to speak today. Robert Allenby, who apparently spent $3,500 at a strip club and then
passed out, hit his head on a rock.
Yeah, his head on a nut.
Hit his head on a rock.
He did. His head in a rock. I don't think he was mugged. And he wasn't in the wine bar after all, because you know, those Honolulu wine bars, you talk about a place to get your ass kicked, that's the place. You almost expect it. But wait a minute. How about that Honolulu strip club when you spend $3,500 and are so drunk? Because the same guy that saw him barely go in, he saw him come out and he could barely walk. He didn't know where he was. That's this guy. And he was having a presser today to straighten it out for everybody.
Nothing to straighten out.
Yeah, I think he had to tell people, well, let's try this, the truth.
That's the second half.
We do it every damn day because we enjoy it very, very much. We always ask you what you think of this or the other things that we discussed. A lot of Bears football today, just in regards to Lance Briggs throwing out that, hey, John Fox, I'm still interested in playing. 312-644-6767.
And I've got this deep statistical dive.
Oh, yeah,
we've
got to get through. Yes,
we've got to look at this. It might be too much, but we'll try it.
We'll try it. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score.
For keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief, real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Remember all those VHS movies and home videos that you love but can't watch anymore? With a VHS to DVD converter from SalesBreak, you'll be able to watch all your favorite movies. The device lets you capture high-quality audio and video through your PC's USB port. The movies can also be saved to your hard drive so you can have them for life. Buy this week on CBS Local Offers for just $12. That's 50% off. Take advantage of this tremendous deal at offers.cbslocal.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 345, Boys and Boys Station, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yet to come, there might be a surprise or two along the way. We're efforting some people that we've been talking about. And at 5 o'clock, he's in Arizona. He's nude sunbathing. Hub Arkish will join us.
One of his favorite days. Now, I have to tell you, I've made a decision here.
He's made an executive decision.
That this piece debunking the sharp football math on the Patriots' low fumble rate is not for radio. It's just too much. There's too much involved, and frankly, a lot of this is over my head, statistically, that I don't understand all of it. Is part of the honest answer here, that I'm not going to pretend that I can get my head around this stuff enough to do what I can usually do, and that is try to boil it down for you. This is beyond me. And I get it in large part, but in just this short period of time, I would need an hour to go through this and just be able to put an outline together to try to make it palatable and entertaining and interesting. But here's what I would suggest. That it's possible that you have a better statistical mind than I, because mine's not all that great. I put it in my Twitter timeline at Dan_Bernstein. You can also see it at Deadspin. And it is some very statistically inclined people who are doing a lot of real work here in trying to figure this out. The piece was at Sharp Football. And what they do is sort of in the style of the old blog, the late lamented Fire Joe Morgan, where they take copy from the initial article from sharpfootballanalysis.com, and then they interject their editorialization with their own statistical breakdown. And it's paragraph, one's in bold and one's in not.
Got it.
And then they figure out what is wrong with this. And the answer is apparently a lot is wrong. A lot. And the two people who wrote this, Gregory Matthews, an assistant professor of statistics here at Loyola University in Chicago, who's a PhD, and He's the co-author of Open War, and Michael Lopez, the other author, is an assistant professor of statistics at Skidmore College. So I don't feel bad that it's all over my head. But this is written by two statistics wonks in a way that maybe you can understand it better, but I would need to study this for a while. But the point is, they believe that the sharp football analysis of the Patriots' low fumble rate was a poorly handled, poorly managed, poorly presented, unscientific piece of non-evidence. So there's that.
Okay.
And I did hear from somebody who would know. You know, we asked the question about how you could deflate the balls.
Mm-hmm. In 90 seconds.
In 90 seconds. Yeah. And how could that actually be possible?
Yep.
Well,
that's quick.
I heard via text from a former NFL equipment manager.
Ball deflator. Yep.
Oh, this is a former NFL, mm-hmm. like a longtime guy.
Okay.
Who I know. And I'm not going to use his name, but here's what he said. He said, I or anyone with experience could deflate all that air in under 90 seconds. The bags are big with a full zipper open. So you open it wide. You never have to take the balls out. Okay. You spin each ball in the bag to the inflation point. You insert the needle. 3 full seconds you could do. You could be done in 60 seconds. The problem is the kid missed a ball. It seems to be what it is, because it's not like he's marking them. You know, they all look identical.
Yeah.
And you look at it as, oh, did I do that one or not? You have no way of knowing. Unless you could really feel it.
Okay.
But that's from somebody who would know, who says, yes, it would be possible to do that in under 90 seconds.
I guess when you look at it, when they're all in front of you and you've done it before, you know what you're doing, I suppose. Okay. I was thinking, take it out. That makes sense. That makes sense. Because somebody clearly, he might as well be the fall guy, the fall kid. Get him. And then here's what you should do right away. Apologize to Bob Kraft.
They're really.
Take a second out of your busy schedule. You're looking up your stats and all. Will you please apologize to Bob Kraft? Will you do that?
No.
Tell him you're sorry.
Boy, they go all in.
These
and they're lying and they're making up science. And then Bill says he's not Mona Lisa.
Well, you owe him an apology too.
I mean, come on, guys.
I hate Bill's friends too. Bill Parcells, Bobby Knight, Tony La Russa.
Yeah, it's a
big me puke.
It's a bad group of friends, isn't it?
Oh, my God, that's my friends. I don't want any.
Now, our intern has put together what I requested. This is the transcript of West Side Mike's recent call. I don't want Lance Briggs here. Go run your barbecue place that ain't no good no way because you couldn't get a job in Chicago. Go to Seattle where it rains on down on your parade. Get out of here, you garbage, hot garbage Lance Briggs.
Once more around, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from here.
There's something almost, there's a meter to it that's almost poetic when you read it like that. There's like a Walt Whitman thing going on.
One thing
on
about
there.
Mike, you know, he's not going to take much of your day. I mean, he's going to be, it's going to be a sentence and he's going to be done.
Get out of here, you garbage, hot garbage Lance Briggs. Yeah, there's a meter, right? Go to Seattle where it rains on down on your parade. I like it. We should start collecting these and then and release them.
Yeah.
If we actually could print them out, if we could make a book of West Side Mike's spoken word.
No, we could do
poetry slam.
Print them out and have Big Voice Guy do them.
See, I don't want Big Voice Guy doing it. I want somebody who could understand. I mean, maybe he could.
He's a professional.
I know, but I imagine
sitting out naked somewhere
this. He's not an actor though. I want to hear it as read by a Shakespearean actor. You want like Benedict Cumberbatch reading it. Or Michael Fassbender, you know, one of those guys.
Well, you don't know anybody like that? In the big circles you travel?
Is Derek
I don't know anybody
alive?
I don't know. Check the list. We were looking at people who were dead the other day because we just weren't sure. They weren't on the list. So and if they're not on the list, then they're not dead, right? Check that out.
I don't want Lance Briggs here. Go run your barbecue place. That ain't no good no way. Because you couldn't get a job in Chicago. Go to Seattle where it rains down on your parade. Get out of here, you garbage. Hot garbage, Lance Briggs.
I mean, that's Malcolm McDowell right there.
I think big voice guy is not, I think he would get the bit.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the, he's a radio big voice guy. We need somebody, we need a British Shakespearean trained actor. We need Olivier, but he's dead. Somebody from Game of Thrones.
That's not breaking news.
Here's Roy Oswalt's bulldozer on the score.
Mike West, with the rare quadruple negative, in a sense. Sir Ian McClellan could probably do it.
Yeah, Gandalf. He'd be good. Patrick Stewart.
Yes. Hate to sound like Seinfeld, but what's the deal with the baseball writers in this town? Why does he care? Sullivan care what they're doing to Wrigley with the scoreboard, the video board? Has he not been to a game outside of Wrigley Field? They're all there and they're not loud. They have to make money. And then he's always presuming they're going to ruin Ernie Banks' thing. And they're all over them last year for throwing out Ron Tanel's card and the cake. Is it too much, too less? It's some kind of vendetta against the
Cubs. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't have. No, he just has no vendetta against the Cubs.
I don't think so.
No, none at all. There's no axe to grind, and he's never written anything that's just flat out stupid and wrong. I think point well taken about the 100-year anniversary. He thought they were. He's entitled to that opinion. I don't think it was held just by him.
No, he's...
Man, I would suggest this. Man, that if you feel that way about our guy, the jockey, then don't read the Sun Times. Then your baseball sensibilities will be offended. Aside from all the other stuff, don't worry about the other stuff.
This is Lou in Cherville on the score. What's up, Lou?
Hey, I got a question about this deflate scandal. You know, what Jim Miller said the other day, you know, I'm a Bears fan. He understands from that side of the ball. The refs spot the ball after every play. They go through a thorough inspection before the game, even though...
Yeah, but the thorough inspection before the game is followed by a period of a break of the chain of custody. That it doesn't matter that they inspected before the game.
There is a break in the chain of custody. And that's where...
The teams get the balls after the inspection, then they can do whatever they want with them.
Okay, to that point, that could happen. Football... Side by side, it's very hard to tell the difference on a pound. But needless to say, the Pats are a great team. I think a lot of guys across this country want to take a little bit away from them. I hope the Bears are there right after them. I'll give it a couple years, but you can't take away from the Pats. I hope they go out and smoke.
Well, I see. Here's the thing: I don't think anybody's taking away from what they've accomplished.
Right? They're different things.
Yeah, they're different things. I don't think anybody's doing that. As a matter of fact, I just think people don't like them in general. I don't. This adds to that. This is throwing a little gas on the fire. But in point of fact, people don't like them. And on the other side, it's very difficult to like the Seattle Seahawks. That's a very difficult team to like. Yelling and screaming. Nobody can actually answer a question without screaming at you after a day. And just
Marshawn Lynch is
just wears your ass out. So I mean, it's for me. For me personally, not for everybody, because nobody should think like I do, because that's bad for you. I you know, neither one of them do much, you know, are easy to hate, and I don't really have much about who wins this game, because I don't care. Either way, I would be unhappy, but one of them has to. But they're just not likable. The Seahawks are not likable. And the Patriots' whole thing with Belichick and his constant, you know, whatever he's doing. Whatever this guy is doing or trying to do or has been doing, you know, he's failing at it miserably. I don't know why you keep doing it. And the owner's a blowhole, too. He wants an apology. Kiss my ass, fool.
That's Boris. I'm Bernstein. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
The CBS Chicago weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local updates from our trusted meteorologists and stay informed with hourly, daily, and 10-day forecasts. Explore interactive maps, receive severe weather warnings, and even share your weather photos with the CBS Chicago newsroom. Plus, watch exclusive video updates from our weather experts at CBS2 and WBBM News Radio. Download the CBS Chicago weather app at either the iTunes Store or Google Play.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067. Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to newyearsweepstakes.com to